We have powerful readings today as we begin a conference on healing. And as I look at our world, our church, our own lives, we're in so much need of God's healing. It's interesting today, this first reading from the prophet Habakkuk. He's wrestling with evil that he sees around him. The slaughter of innocents, the corruption of leadership. Babylonian leadership seems worse than Jerusalem. And he's overwhelmed by it. But as a prophet, he has compassion for the pain and the suffering that he sees. And he waits on the Lord. I think for healing, it's sometimes a challenge for us to wait on the Lord. And I think we have a tendency to do two things. We have a tendency either to get ahead of God, try to do it on our own effort, or to lag behind God when God calls us to respond. You know, I look at our world, I look at what happened out in Colorado, the shooting. Say that the guy that did that, definitely a psychological issue, but it's demonic. You can look at the situation of someone that goes into a Sikh temple and kills innocent people. It's a psychological issue, but it's demonic. We can look at the issue of in our own church of the abuse crisis. Pedophilia is a psychological issue, but it's demonic how bishops like secrecy and cover-up games. We'd be overwhelmed by all that. And yet, we're called to have compassion and wait for the Lord to show us, as the body of Christ, how to respond. Some years ago, I knew a Pentecostal minister by the name of Dallas, who since now has went to the Lord. And I was going through a time period of my life where I was wondering where the next step would be. Dallas gave me some very good advice. He said, "Andy, don't get ahead of God. Don't lag behind Him. Just stay with Him." Dallas had a healing ministry, and early on in his ministry, he was called to go into a place of poverty, a lot of drugs, African American community when there was a lot of prejudice at the time. And Dallas was called by the Lord to respond, to go into this area, and the other ministers in town told him at the time he was crazy, it was bad for his career. Dallas said, "I have to go. The Lord has called me to respond." You see, I think we have to have that compassion and sensitivity to when the Lord calls us out into whatever that area we might be called to bring God's presence and God's healing in our world. So, this lagging behind, you know, going by our own efforts, I think that's what the disciples were doing today. Or can lead to a complacency. The other side is that we do nothing. We're not responding at all. And we're called to be sensitive to how the Lord calls us to respond, because then it takes the pressure off us. I think the same application can be made to healing in our own lives. We ought to let the Lord initiate it, and then we respond in faith. You know, I think of emotional healing, inner healing. Oftentimes, we can be bringing up things in our life that the Lord's maybe not ready for us to deal with yet. Let the Lord bring it up, and let the Lord handle it. Physical healing too. Let the Lord initiate it, and then let the Lord heal it. And our newcomers, because we're all newcomers in the Lord, are a gift to us. Because what happens sometimes for those of us in the front row that have been involved in charismatic renewal for a while, we start to think we're going to figure out how God's going to heal and work rather than be open. I remember when I first started coming to charismatic conferences, I just came, whatever you got for me, God, I know it's good. At openness and receptivity that whatever God way God might call us to respond. As Father Stan leads us this week, and I think that's, Stefan leads us this week, and I think that's the type of openness that we need to have. We shouldn't see Father Stefan as the only healer here. We're called to be a healing community. And he calls us to respond in faith. That's why I bring up Francis and Claire today. Claire was inspired by how the charismatic Spirit of God worked in Francis. Francis' preaching evoked faith in Claire, and then Claire responded to that power of Pentecost. And sometimes what I think can happen is we can be so impressed with the charismatic gift that we fail to see the faith that it's called to call forth in us. And how God calls us to use our charismatic gifts. And it calls for a maturity, because if we're really growing with the Lord, we find it more encouraging when I get to see how the Spirit of God uses someone else rather than just getting caught up in my own gift. That's why we're the body of Christ. God moves more powerfully in that way. I was thinking about one of the healing sacraments of the church, the sacrament of reconciliation. There's a moral theologian out there, and she says that people aren't going to the sacrament as often anymore. She said the reason she believes that is because the church is no longer viewed as a place of compassion and forgiveness and mercy, and then the sacrament loses its effect. It's the same way with the Eucharist. If we're not a healing community, if we're not a reconciling community, what does that really mean? So that tendency to center in on the one thing, I think that was Jesus' frustration in today's gospel. I think that disciples had no trouble believing that He was Son of God and that He could heal in today's gospel. But even in His earthly life, I think they struggled with the faith that He had put in them. And they might have been back on their last experience of God. It didn't open them up to the new one, because they had just came off the Mount of Transfiguration. They might have been stuck on that. And now Jesus has called them to a new way to respond. Those disciples could have drove out that demon with little faith if they would have let God initiate and responded. I mean, the last time in Matthew, little faith came up, Peter took two steps on water. Jesus called him and he stepped out. It's God's initiative and we respond. And so this weekend, I think a challenge for us is to be open to whatever God wants to do. Whatever way God reveals that God wants to heal us emotionally, physically, spiritually, and just make that next step of faith. Working in pastoral care, and oftentimes from my background, I find myself doing a lot of grief ministry. Oftentimes, it's just getting people to make the next step. I'm going to be way over here, and maybe God will take you there. Maybe I believe God can heal instantly. But we're called to just make that next step. And then as we be healing for others as a community, to assist others, to support others, as we make that next step of faith.